And when you do this, you have to distinguish between two kinds of semiconductors. There are direct band gap semiconductors, and there are indirect band gap semiconductors. And your silicon, I drew it as an indirect band gap semiconductor, where the bottom of the conduction band doesn't have the same K value as the top of the valence band. An example of a direct band gap semiconductor is gallium arsenide. And direct band gap semiconductors are nice for optoelectronic applications, because if you want to make a light emitting diode out of a semiconductor, what you do is electrically inject electrons up into the conduction band, and they fall into the valence band, and to give them a place in the valence band, you have to electrically inject electrons into the conduction band and pull electrons out of the valence band to make spaces for them, to make empty states in the valence band. But if you do that, then what happens is that the electrons fall from the conduction band into the valence band, and they emit a photon, and you get light out. And the color of the light depends on the band gap of the semiconductor. If you want different colors, you need different crystals, different semiconductors. They get different colors of light out. If you try that with an indirect band gap semiconductor, you can also put electrons up into the conduction band and take electrons out of the valence band, so you get empty spaces down here. And when the electrons fall down into the valence band, they tend to emit phonons or phonons plus photons. And the problem is that these two states have different values of K. And K is proportional to the momentum. And in a process where an electron falls from a higher state to a lower state, you need the conservation of energy and momentum. And the conservation of energy is given by the fact that the photon is the same energy as the difference in energies of the electron. Now, photons have momentum, but it's small compared to the momentum of electrons or phonons. So if you have a situation like this, if you just send out a photon of light, it wouldn't have enough momentum to compensate for this momentum change that you see here. And you could say, okay, well, it should then just fall straight down to this position. And the problem is that when you push electrons up into the conduction band and take them out of the valence band, the empty spaces all rise to the top in the valence band. These states directly under the minimum will always be filled. It's not possible to empty just these states. If you try to empty states in the valence band, they end up up here. So it's forbidden to have a transition like this. There can only be transitions like that. And this will give a something that has momentum, and that will be a phonon. So phonons are lattice motions, and they can have energies and momentum in this range. So if you do this with silicon, which is indirect, you bias it and inject electrons into the conduction band and take them out of the valence band, what you do is you heat it up. When you emit phonons, you just heat up the circuit. You don't get light out of it. But with a direct band gap semiconductor, you can extract light